97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers and animal-drawn vehicle operators to safely share the road as part of its May Law of the Month. Officials say horse-drawn and other animal-drawn vehicles are still a common sight in parts of Wisconsin, especially on rural roads, and often travel well below the speed limit. They say drivers should slow down, stay alert, and only pass when it's safe and legal. Preliminary data shows there have been 165 crashes involving animal-drawn vehicles in Wisconsin over the past 5 years, resulting in 12 deaths and more than 180 injuries. Officials say animal-drawn vehicles have the same rights as motor vehicles and may use the roadway or shoulder, but they are required to use slow-moving vehicle signs and proper lighting, especially at night. Drivers are also urged to give plenty of space, avoid sudden noises, and be prepared for animals that may react unpredictably. The town of Rome is again reminding residents that there is no brush pickup in the spring. If you have brush piled by the road, you have until May 18th to remove it. McMillan Library is a hive of activity this week. The Teen Garden Club meets on Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:15 at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Garden. The American Red Cross is holding a blood drive on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can register at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-733-2767. Wednesday is also open badging in the studio from noon to 5 p.m. to learn to use the equipment and receive an orientation on the space. And the Cowboy Union Jam also happens Wednesday from 1 to 3 in the Fine Arts Center. You can visit mcmillanlibrary.org to see their full calendar of events. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A legal fight is brewing in Wisconsin after Governor Tony Evers refused to roll back a ban on conversion therapy. Two conservative groups say they'll sue, arguing the rule violates free speech after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Evers pushed back, saying the practice is harmful and outdated, especially for LGBTQ youth. The state's rule treats conversion therapy as malpractice and is currently being enforced. The dispute now appears headed to court. From small towns to bigger cities, Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin is facing a housing crisis. She says that's affecting the workforce and local economies. During a visit to Eau Claire, she toured recently renovated affordable housing and talked about the challenges people are facing. She says the message is consistent across the state.
No matter where I travel in Wisconsin, I am hearing about a housing crisis, especially for those who need affordable housing, people in the workforce. I hear from business owners that as they try to grow their workforce, people come and say, I'd love to work here. Thank you for the job offer. I can't find housing in the area.
Baldwin is supporting federal legislation to expand housing options and says partnerships at the local level will also be key to solving the problem. A large African stork is drawing attention across the state. Witnesses say the marabou stork has been sighted all week and has two rings on its left leg. A representative with Natural Resources says the bird is not wild and likely escaped from captivity. The stork appears healthy and can fly. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew prepares for the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tomorrow night. Milwaukee with a 4-3 win yesterday over the New York Yankees. Blake Perkins coming through with a key two-run RBI single on Mother's Day after losing his mom. to cancer last summer.
Obviously, to come through in a spot is always great. It's been a lot of emotions for me today. It was good. It's joy, a lot of joy.
It's the first time the Brewers have swept the Yankees since 1989. Basketball, the Bucks coming up with the 10th pick overall in the NBA draft lottery. That's the highest pick they've had in 10 years. And former Packers running back A.J. Dillon back in Green Bay over the weekend to help fight hunger in Wisconsin.
It's nice to see those people. It's nice to see them in the community. Parents who we've helped give backpacks of food or whatever. And it was like, hey, this made a world of difference for us during the summer with our kid. Like, rewarding isn't the word. It's very fulfilling.
Dillon now with the Carolina Panthers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny. It'll be calm with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, could catch a shower late, or low down to 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.